USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There could be a vote in the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday after Democrats announced they would pursue two articles of impeachment against President Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The president called the articles sheer political madness.
Even the Democrats, they couldn't find very much because they put up two articles that, frankly, are very weak.
Democrats argued his violations are continuing. Just this week, his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, returned from another trip to Ukraine. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff responded to critics.
The argument, why don't you just wait, amounts to this. Why don't you just let him cheat in one more election?
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 28, the S&P down 3, and the Nasdaq down 6 points. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
One officer is dead, along with five other people, in a number of shootings in Jersey City, New Jersey. Police Chief Michael Kelly says they encountered heavy rifle fire coming from one building.
Units responded and were immediately engaged by high-powered rifle fire. A citywide assist was called. At that time, we were learning at the same time that we had another officer down in another part of the city.
That officer has been identified as Detective Joe Seals, who died from his wounds. He was shot in another location after what Kelly says was an effort to take guns away from suspects. After his shooting, the two suspects ended up in a market where there was a lengthy shootout. They were killed, along with two bystanders. It was a down day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 28 points, the S&P 500 was down 3, and the Nasdaq Composite was down 6. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The North American Free Trade Agreement trade deal has been replaced. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
On the same day that U.S. House Democrats released two articles of impeachment against President Trump, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a deal has also been made with the White House concerning the USMCA trade agreement, which is to replace NAFTA and which has been one of President Trump's top priorities. Pelosi says,
again, the bill came a very long distance from the first treaty they wanted to sign to the one that they're signing today. So we feel very happy about it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gallup reports a record 25% of Americans say they or a family member put off treatment for a serious medical condition because of the cost. John Clemens reports.
Results from the Gallup survey found that is up from 19% from a year ago, with another 8% indicating a family member put off treatment for other less serious conditions. I spoke to Lydia Saad of Gallup, who says that brings the percentage of households delaying care due to the expense to 33%, tying the high from 2014.
Overall, we find a third of U.S. adults say that they or their family couldn't afford care in the past year, and a subset of those, which is one in four Americans, say they couldn't afford care for a serious medical condition.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.